The topic today is Aminas Chachumin, which means belief and trust in our sages. People think that this is an option. If you want to, you believe in them. You don't want to, you don't believe in them. You don't realize that it's an obligation and it's one of the foundations of Jewish belief. It says in the Torah, the Torah emphasizes it's not enough that we believe in Hashem, but there has to also be belief. There's a exceptional word from Rabbi Avraham Yankel Sadigere, who was the son of the Rishna, who asked two questions. It says in the Medrash, Paroi Hikriv, the Medrash says, Hikriv es libon chiesru lavim shiv shamayim. This Rushim Risha Paroi had the privilege to bring the Yidin, Hikriv means to come bring them closer, lavim shiv shamayim. The Medrash is complimenting Paroi? What's this supposed to be? The second question he asks, Hashem says to Moshe, Ma Titzok Eli. Why are they yelling to me? Why are they praying to me? Dabra, you should speak and tell them, Vayasui, they should go. So he says, well, to who should we yell if we're in trouble, we have a problem? Of course we're supposed to be praying to Hashem to ask they should help us. So what's the question, Ma Titzok Eli? Therefore, he says, I'm going to tell you a story that happened, that it's not written, not in the Medrash, and not in the Gemara. But I'm telling you, this is what happened. When the Yidin were standing at the Yam, the Mekatrik, the prosecutor, said, Haluli Avdevoy Dezure, Vahaluli Avdevoy Dezure. These are idol worshippers. And these are idol worshippers. Why are you saving the Jews? What's going on? So the defense is trying to find an explanation. So the defense, which is actually, according to the Sfurim, Malach Machul, the angel Malach Machul, he's the one that's the defense. He says he has a merit that the Jews have that the Mitzrim don't have. What is the merit? The merit is they're God-fearing. Yirat Shemayim. Yidin are God-fearing. So the prosecutor comes along and says, I don't understand. This is a merit? The Mitzvah have the same qualification. The Mitzvah, it says, Hayura Dvar Hashem, it says by Mitzrayim, Hayura Dvar Hashem, they were God-fearing. And it says, Paran said, Hashem Atzadik, Vanivah Mirashuim. So you see that they have the same merit. Anyway, there's a big dilemma here. Until the defense comes along and says, no, we have something else to have to mention the merit of Klal Yisrael. What is it? They have a minis chachumim. They believe in the Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, go into the desert. They were in Mitzrayim 210 years. They had so many tzuras, so many problems, so much trouble there. They were tortured there. But they were given food and drink. The Mitzrim gave them to eat and to drink. That's a fact. Otherwise they wouldn't be able to exist. Here Moshe tells them, go into the desert. So why should they accept Moshe's instructions? Moshe, what are you telling us? There's nothing to eat and to drink in the desert. So Avraham Yankel Sadigere says, Klal Yisrael said, Ein luni ele divrei ben amro. We follow what the Rebbe tells us, we're going into the desert. That minute that the defense had this strong argument in favor of Klal Yisrael, came along Paroi, who was a koyach hatimeh, this root of impure and evil, and he started to bring into the Klal Yisrael, you know, question marks. And all of a sudden they start to say, Hamibli and Kvurin Lekachtuni Lumis Bamidbor, there aren't enough graves in Mitzrayim, you want to schlep us into the Midbor. That was the Koyach HaTimah, the power of the paroi, with the negative rishis that start to bring question marks in their head. That's what the Medrash tells us, says the Rumiakas of the Gera. The Medrash is not giving compliments to paroi. Paroi hikriv, hikriv es libon jisul levim shashamayim means let go of the Rebbe. Just believe in Avish Chen Shemayim. Don't have anything to do with the Rebbe, because this is a big problem. You know, if you're going to start believing in the Rebbe, there will be a merit to save you. That's what Hashem says to Moshe. Mata tzikoloi. Why are they yelling to me? Dabratu, you should speak. You're the Rebbe. And the merit that they will listen to you, they will be saved. So Rumi Yonakas Aligera is saying, the whole Yeshiva of Klal Yisrael was in the merit of a minis chachomim, of having belief and trust in the Rebbe Moshe. The Sfasenis goes one step further. Hasemis says also something which is not mentioned in the Medrash, that it says Vayeshivi al pi achirois, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, go back. And it says, I mean, actually what happened was, according to the Sasemis, the Amidu Unon, there was a pillar of cloud, which was actually a malach, who was guiding and guarding Klal Yisrael. He did not move. That pillar of cloud stood in place and didn't budge. And here Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, go back. So they could have said, excuse me, Reb Moshe, you're telling us to go back? Why is the Midunon standing? Still they said, Ein Luni Ele Divrei Ben Amro, we follow instructions of the Rebbe. So the Sefer said, so you see, that even if an angel is telling you to do something, follow the instructions of your Rebbe, he knows also how to behave. There's a very interesting word that I saw many, many years ago, in a Mishnah Sefer that brings down, that B'mai Merive, when the Yidden were complaining about water, they don't have water, it says Moshe became angry at Klal Yisrael and said, Shimi nu hamoirim. You rebellious people, Shimi nu hamoirim, listen to what I have to say. So Rashi writes there, Sarvunim, stubborn people, and Shoitim, Belushin Yavuni, in the language of the Greek language, the interpretation is, Shoitim Amoirim Mesraim, crazy people that are giving instructions to their own Rebbe, telling him what to do. That's what Rashi writes there. So this Mishnah Sefer says, in Lushan Kodesh, in our holy language, there's no word instead of Amoirim. Only in the Greek language could they find an interpretation from Amoirim, Shoitim Amoirim Mesraim. So he writes a very interesting point. You ask a doctor, what is your opinion of this doctor who lived 100 years ago? Starts to laugh, are you joking? What do they know about medicine? They're old-fashioned. Today we're sophisticated, modern, we know what medicine is all about. If you talk to him about a doctor 200 years ago, he starts laughing. I mean, there's no comparison. The knowledge of medicine once upon a time to today's day and age. And in every area, whether it's an engineer, or you name it, you start to ask them what was once upon a time, they'll tell you people were ignorant. Today we're modern, sophisticated. You know how it is. By the Jews, it's vice versa. Just the opposite. You ask a Yid, what is your opinion of this Goon that lived 100 years ago? He says, 100 years ago, it was a big Goon. He knew how to learn very well. And what do you have to say about one of the Gedolei Achronim 300 years ago? I said, wow, he was a Gon Agoinim. You don't know when to stop praising his knowledge and learning. And there's no question who's talking about even far away, the farther away the years that this person lived, he was greater in learning, and there's no question about it. So, to save the idea, Shoitim Amorim Esmarayim, someone that's crazy to tell his Rebbe how to behave, only in Chochmas Yevunis, in the Greek language, that there we can find an explanation. By the Jews, there's no such thing. That's why in Lushan Kodesh, there's nothing like that existing. Truth of the matter is that this topic of Aminas Chachomim, of trusting and believing a tzaddik, is really a very, very sophisticated topic, because it touches on a lot of issues. I wanted to tell you a very interesting word. It says in Tehillim, Parak Samaches 68, the chapter 68, it says there, Ulisa lemurayim, Shavisa shevi, lekachta matunas bu'udo. The pusik doesn't have a normal explanation. The truth of the matter is that 50 years ago, I met a Jew, a very chushev yid, who told me that in Tel Aviv there was a siyatan rebbe, very big rebbe, and he became ill, and he was in Asuta hospital. And he had nothing to do with the Rebbe, but he wanted to help him out. So he went to the hospital to help him out. Comes to the hospital and he's there a few weeks, helping the Rebbe recover from his illness. And after the Rebbe became healthy again, the Rebbe told him, listen, I don't have money to pay you for all that you helped me. The only thing that I can give you as a present is a vort that I heard from my father. I am a grandson, Ben Acha Ben Alderizhene, and his vort, that will be the present that I'm giving you. So the man told me 50 years ago this vort, and it just so happens that because of, most probably the merit of that he did this mitzvah, he had a richas yomim, I met him around 30 years later. He says, you know, I got this vort, a gift from the siyata, and I forgot it. Maybe you can remember the vort. Yeah, I'll tell you word for word exactly what you said to me. The man was dancing around the table from happiness that I returned the vort to him. What was the vort? A part of the vort is now written in Sfurim, but the major part of the vort is not known. So he said like this. The pusik tells us, "Olisa lemurim shvisa shevi lekachtem matunas buda." There's no explanation when you interpret word for word. We don't understand what Dovid HaMelech is talking about. So the Medrash tells us, "Olisa lemurim shvisa shevi" is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. He went into heaven to get the Torah. Shvisa shevi means he was conquering, he was capturing the Torah. Lekachta matunas bu'udam, the Medrash tells us that while he was in heaven, every angel gave Moshe a gift. Lekachta matunas. And the Medrash tells us the Sutton gave Moshe the Sod of the Ketores. Anyway, so the Rishne said, what is the word bu'udam? What is the reference here to Udom? Udom is a human being. What's the Kachta Matunas, finished. That's the end of the story. What is the word Bu'udom here? He says, I'm going to tell you, just like his son before I mentioned, he said a story that doesn't say in the Medrash and Gemurah, the Rum Yankas Sadigere. So the father of the Rishon himself said, I'm also going to tell you a story that happened when Hashem created the world, the Udom Rishon. That's not written, not the Medrash, not the Gemurah, but that's the way it was. What happened? The Eibishter said to Udom Rishon, "B'yoyim ochluchu moistumis." The minute you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die. So the Sutton said the first Kitrig. You know, he came up there. He ate the Eitz Hadas. He's still living. Why is he living? That was what the Sutton said to Hashem. So Hashem said to the Sutton, you're right. You're right. So he says, if I'm right, I want a compensation for it. I'm right. So Hashem bowed underneath the Kisa Kovit and took out the four biggest neshumas and gave them away to the sultan. So he was happy. He took the four neshumas and he left the premises. All these years, the sultan had with him the four biggest neshumas, and when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to take the Torah, Moshe said to the sultan, when he gave him the secret of the Torah, he says, no, that's not enough. I want to get back those four neshumas. So the sultan said, okay. So he gave Moshe Rabbeinu those four neshumas. Here the Rishna said, you must probably be curious to know who are the biggest four neshumas. So here it's already written for him, this part. The word Shevi are the four biggest neshumas. The first is Shevi, the letters Shimon Bar Yehui. Shimon Bar Yehui was the biggest neshuma. The second neshuma was the Baal Shem. Shevi is Yisrul Baal Shem, or Yisrul Ben Sura, his mother's name was Sura. The third is Ari HaKodesh. Yitzchik Ben Shloime, Oisir Shevi. And the fourth is me, said the Rishna. I'm the fourth. Yisrul Ben Shulim Shachne. Oisis, the letters of Shevi. And that's the pshat, lekach tematunis bu'udam, human neshumetz. That's the pshat, lekach tematunis bu'udam, and also to symbolize the story with Udam Arishin. That's what he said. So this is, you're talking about tzaddikim, someone will ask, how could the Rishna say on himself that he's the fourth? But you should know that tzaddikim that are way, way above all these issues of being conceited, when they worked out the middah, it's not a problem at all for them to say something that is looks as if it's not humble. Whatever, Baisai, our time is short and I have a lot to say, so I have to try to explain a few things here. This Rishna, who said that he's the fourth neshuma, revealed to us something really spectacular. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was praying for his sister Miriam to become well, he said, "Kail nu refu nu lo." Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu requested from Hashem, "Please answer me. Let me know whether you accepted my prayers." That's what Rasha brings there on the spot. So this Rabbi Yisroel Mirizhin, I'm already mentioning it, he says, Hanina ben Doisa, the Gemara tells us in Bruches, said, "Ze chai, ze met." He prayed to Hashem, he knew on the spot to say, this person's going to live and this person's not going to live. So they asked him, how do you know? He says, in Tfiluz Hishkir Befi, if I have a clear feeling when I'm praying that the Tfil is coming, is being accepted, I know that it's accepted. So why Moshe Rabbeinu, who surely was as big as Hanina ben Doise, had to have a reply here answering him whether Hashem is accepting his Tfil? So the Rishna tells you, I'll tell you. This feeling to know whether your tefillahs are answered only works by strangers. If even the biggest Rebbe is praying for a relative, he doesn't feel. He doesn't feel anything. So you're asking, how did the Rishna know? First of all, he knew because he was a very big Rebbe. But the truth of the matter is, he said it's an open pusik. The pusik in Yeshaya tells us, Boyer Nisvasayim, Shulim Shulim Leruchoik, Vilakuriv Omar Shemafusi. Shulim Shulim, that there's peace. Shulim Shulim is only Leruchoik, someone who's a stranger, someone that's far away. Our Lakuriv, who is our relative? Omar Shemafusi, Hashem himself has to tell you that the Tvilsa answer. These are knowledgeable things that the big tzaddikim are revealing to us. Truth is that there's a Gemara Rika that I can't elaborate because of the time. The Gemara tells us in Bruches Daf Chutz Zayin Amud Bayis, Masa b'Talmid Eichot. They don't tell us who it is. Who had a whole discussion, the Beis Medrash, first with Rabbi Shia, asking whether Tfilas Av is a Shisa Chayve, whether it's permissive to Daven Ma'ariv, or it's an obligation. And he asked first Rabbi Shia, he said it's only, you're permitted to Daven, but no obligation. He asked Rabbi Gamliel whether it's an obligation, he said yes, it's an obligation. And he actually brought about, whoever knows this whole Gemara, a very, very big fight in the Beis Medrash, that's the way it looked, that there was a big argument, and the Rabbi Gamliel said that tomorrow we'll discuss this issue, and eventually what happened to Beis Medrash is, that I can't go into all the details, that they took away Rabbi Gamliel from the Sias because he was offending Rabbi Shia. And eventually, after the whole, when Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah was appointed to become the Nusi, so he changed the decree. All the years, Rabbi Gamliel decided only those that aren't hypocrites, that are really genuine, they should come into the Beis Medrash. Otherwise, no one else can come in. And the minute Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah came in to become the Nusi, he canceled this decree, and everyone could come in. The Gemara tells us how many more came in. At any rate, to make a long story short, at the end, Rabbi Gamliel decided to, because he saw how important Rabbi Shia is and how what he's saying is accepted, he went to apologize to Rabbi Shia. And they reinstated Rabbi Gamliel to become Nusi. So they decided 3 weeks Gamliel, and then he'll be only 1 week. What's up? Then the Gemara tells us, "V'oisa Talmid Rabbi Shimon bar Yehuda." It's amazing. It's unbelievable. How the beginning, the Gemara doesn't want to tell us who the Talmud is. Massive the Talmud Echad. I understood because he instigated a war over there in the Beis Medrash. Why at the end does the Gemara tell us who this Talmud is? So, to make the long story short, the Be'er Ma'arim Chaim in his Chadishim is trying to say when they decreed whoever is not genuine, who is not really 100%, shouldn't come into the Beis Medrash, who came in? Who do you think came in? A person that is really sincere and genuine thought that he is worthy to come in, those good people didn't come in because they felt that they were nothing. And they were outside. And those that really weren't Teichon Kebarim were coming in. And Hashem wanted to cancel this decree because of that reason. And that's why he brought about that Shem Bayechui should bring this point to this point that this should be cancelled out. And so as long as we don't know what the reason is for the whole thing, the Gemara didn't want to tell us who it is. But when it worked out fine, so now the Gemara can tell us this is also a lesson in a Midas Chochamim. Don't jump to conclusions. When you see a Rebbe doing something that looks like he's making a war here on this Medrash, The intentions were very, very, very special. I want to be Messiah. The Ozhar of Rebbe, the previous one, said in the name of the Chanchina. Actually, we have another 5 minutes right here. He said a very interesting thing that you know that by Esrig, we're very, very makbid, we're very, very putting a lot of energy to find a very special, complete Esrig. He said, what's the reason for it? Why are we doing so much to find an Esrig that's so special? He said, symbolizing, the Esrig symbolizes 4 complete things. One is a Minna Shleima. To have 100% a Minna Shleima in Hashem. The second is to repent. We should repent Shiva Shleima, to have complete Shiva. The third thing is Rafia Shleima. We want to be well 100%. And the fourth thing is Yilishlaima. We have the Yilishlaima that Hashem should bring Mashiach. So he says, since the word Esrig symbolizes these four, Esrig is Amine, Shiva, Rafia, Vigele. So that's why these four are, since they symbolize what we want to be whole, so we want the Esrig also to be specially whole. The truth of the matter is that this idea of the Amine Shleime is not only referring to Amine and Hashem, but in Amine and Tzaddikim. And people should know that those that are really into this idea, not just for themselves, we're talking about at home, in the families. Many times, this day and age, the situation has deteriorated, that many people that have the gall, the nerve, to speak against Gedolei Yisrael, and they don't know and they don't realize how they're undermining the foundations of the whole Yiddishkeit. Because if tzaddikim are not given the respect that's due to them, of course, the children grow up thinking that there's no necessity to listen to everything that is being taught in the Lucha. So, that's why I'm trying to say that those that have Amine Shleime, a Zeche to have Tshiva Shleime, which is Rochnius, and a Zeche to have Gashmius Refia Shleime, and in that merit, we're Zeche to the Gila Shleime. I once mentioned to someone that it says in Eretz Tzvi, it says there in Eretz Tzvi that Yehida HaKudosh, one of the big rabbis, said he hears the Kol Shofar of Mashiach. He heard? He said, how could he hear the Kol Shofar if he didn't come? So they asked, so the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashal Ruv, asked the Avner Neizer, what is the explanation with that? He says, I'll tell you. The explanation is that a lot of tzaddikim mentioned in their Sfurim, symbolizing a pusik in the Torah, say that Mashiach is going to come on a certain date. And Mashiach didn't come. On the other hand, in Zohar HaKudosh writes three dates open. And he writes in the cipher those three dates. Vishnas Pach, Vishnas Tar, and Vishnas Tuf Rai Samach Vuv. These dates, three dates are written in the Zohar. So he said, Abnizer, Zohar writes the date, so how's it Mashiach come? He said, you should know that just like we went into Gulis, we went to exile, all the four Oilemis, and Zohar says there are four worlds. World one is Atzilis, Berie, Yetzire, and Asiya. These are the four worlds that the Zohar mentions. So on the same token, we have to be redemptive, we have to have redemption in all the four Oilemis. So those three dates that the Zohar writes are the dates that Mashiach went to make the redemption in those first three worlds, Atzilis, Bria, and Yetzira. Only in this world, Oilem Asiya, he hasn't arrived yet. So he said that that's the reason that when the Yir Kudish said, I hear the Kol Shofar Mashiach, it fitted into one of these three dates. I don't know exactly which one. But anyway, in the merit that we will really believe in our tzaddikim, and really strengthen this topic because it really needs to be strengthened, will be Zeicha to the Gila Shleime B'Mahar Manu Ma.